Medford, this is DJ Bridge, and you are listening to Random Access. New time this semester. We have a special guest with us today, Tall.
Tall the Giant, what's up?
Oh, I like the name. And this is our first Random Access of the semester. Sadly, my co-host, Elizabeth, could not be here with us today.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm happy to have Bridget here anyway.
Yes, it's nice to have someone to talk to.
I know, right?
But we have a good show for you today. If you haven't heard us before, Elizabeth and I had our old show Mondays at 3 p.m., but new time this semester, so tune in. And hope if you like what you hear, we'd love to have you. As I said before, this is DJ Bridge, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. The first song we had today was Friday, I'm in Love by The Cure.
That's a really good song.
Yeah, I have a bit of a Valentine's Day theme going, so they're not all about... I'd say most of them are about love. They're not necessarily all love songs.
I thought you had like a Friday theme, and I was like, is Rebecca Black on this playlist or something?
That too. I figured it was a good way to start it off. No,
oh,
not Rebecca Black, but the Friday I'm in Love was definitely why I put it at the top.
So what did you do for Valentine's Day? Like, anything special?
Didn't really do anything yesterday, but I'm going out to dinner tonight with my boyfriend.
Nice. Where are you guys going? Are you, like, somewhere in Cambridge?
In the area. I think it might be in Davis. I'm not entirely sure. He planned it, which is nice, because I'm not a big fan of planning.
Boyfriend of the year. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I hope he's paying, right?
Yeah, we'll see.
Silence, yeah.
Yeah, no. What about you?
I went out last night with a few of my friends, and I don't know how I'm not in, like, a hangover state right now. No, I got home at, like, 2. And then I couldn't fall asleep till like 3. And then I had a nightmare. And then I woke up at 6. I don't know. It was weird. But, like, no, Valentine's Day was cool. You know, there are a lot of single people on Valentine's Day when you go out, you know?
Yeah.
That's weird. I always thought, you know, I was the only one that was single.
No, I feel like if you're single, it's more fun to like go out and see other people.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you have a group, if you go by yourself, it's kind of like awkward.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, when you go out with people you know, like good friends, then you know, like, that's fun. That's really fun. I don't know. You stayed in yesterday?
Yeah.
Are you under 21, if I may ask?
I am.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah. And it's, I don't know, it's a busy day. I had class.
Come on. What? When did you have class? 10 to midnight? Like,
No, I don't know. I did have a night class. It was...
Oh, you have a night class.
Yeah, but it wasn't that late. I mean, it was 6 to 7:15. But by then, I was like, oh, I just want to stay. I watched The Bachelor with my roommate.
Is he a virgin? Is he? I don't think he is. Everybody says, oh, my God, he's a virgin, you know?
I feel like that's not the kind of thing you'd lie about on, like, national television.
Are you serious? Come on. This is The Bachelor we're talking about. People lie all the time in shows like that.
Yeah, but, yeah.
And they never, you know... Oh, I want to marry you. And then they like are together for 3 months and then they break up.
Yeah.
I only think the first Bachelor season, the couple's actually still together.
And that's, yeah. This is actually interesting. This is my first time like watching The Bachelor this season, but my roommate is very into it. And she was saying that on The Bachelor, out of like the 23 seasons, only like three of them are still together. But on The Bachelorette, she said, half of the couples are still together.
Well, because, I mean, the girl is the sanest girl on The Bachelorette. She can keep the guy, you know, holstered down. That's why I like The Bachelorette. Like, it's a possible relationship. And the guys are not like, oh, I'm going to backstab him or something like that. That's why people like The Bachelor. Because, like, I've watched America's Next Top Model. And... people watch it for all the girls' drama and stuff, and that's what The Bachelor is. Oh my God, I don't like her, and we're gonna sabotage, you know, the date they have. Oh, I hate her. And people love that drama. It's just enticing.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was there a lot of that in The Bachelor on Thursday that you saw, or?
Yeah. There always is. You can't have the show without it.
I know, right?
Yeah, but... Okay, well, we're going to transition here to FNT by Semisonic. It's from the movie 10 Things I Hate About You, which it's a cheesy movie, but I like it. You know, you gotta watch it sometimes.
I've never heard of it.
Really?
Is it like a romantic, you know, The Notebook type of movie, or?
It's not. It's like a rom-com. So it's not like The Notebook. The Notebook, I feel like, wants to be taken seriously.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. But I like the song, so.
Get beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised that you never been told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you. Fascinating new thing you see naked. A temporary savior. Fascinating new thing. Don't betray them by becoming familiar. I'm surprised that you've never been told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you. I'm surprised. That you're priceless, yeah, you're precious, even when you are not new. La 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 la
You sent a photo out your window of Tokyo. Told me you were doing fine. You said the cherry blossoms were blooming and that I was on your mind. But I couldn't make you out through the glitches. It's how it always seems to go. So we say our goodbyes over Messenger as the network overloads. When the network overloads, you're my wonder, little wonder, off across the sea. You're my wonder, little wonder, won't you wander back to me, back to me. Always fall asleep when you're waking. I count the hours on my hands, doing the math to the time zone you're at was an unseen part of the plan. But if you won't be my bluebird returning, then I will be your evergreen, standing tall on your horizon, guiding you home. Home to me. You're my wanderer, little wanderer, off across the sea. You're my wanderer, little wanderer, won't you wander back to me? You're my wanderer, little wanderer. Photo out your window of Paris, of what you wish that I could see. But someone's gotta be the lighthouse, and that someone's gotta be me. And I hope your absence makes us grow fonder. I hope we always feel the same. When our eyes meet past security, embrace in the baggage claim. When we kiss in the baggage claim. You're my wanderer, little wanderer, off across the sea. You're my wanderer, little wanderer, won't you wander back to me? You're my wanderer, little wanderer.
If you're gonna tell them everything, tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them all the things you told me in your desperate whisper. If you're gonna tell them everything, don't leave out the good part. Tell them the way that you broke my heart when you told me that you missed her. We'll be right back. you're gonna tell them everything. Tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them all the things you told me in your desperate whisper. If you're gonna tell them everything, don't leave out the good part. Tell them the way that you broke my heart when you told me that you missed her. Tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them I'm a good, not good.
Him in mind.
World is his.
That was Midnight Train to Georgia by Gladys Knight and the Pips. And before that, we had Good Kisser by Lake Street Dive and Little Wanderer by Death Cab for Cutie.
Good Kisser. Oh my God. This is a true Valentine's Day playlist.
Yeah.
This is good. I don't know about Midnight Train to Georgia.
Yeah, that was, I actually meant to move that down in the playlist just as like, I usually try to fill it up with what I want and then have some extra songs at the end just in case there's I take up more time or we don't talk as much as we usually do. Just forgot to move that down. But
listening to this playlist, I'm so confused on what's your taste in music. I feel like it's just all over.
Good. I like to keep people on their toes, and our show is called Random Access, so I can play whatever random songs I want.
But is there music that's you don't like and you won't really play on the show? Classical music, maybe, or jazz?
Yeah, there is. We really don't play classical or jazz.
Yeah, that's for NPR or WGBH.
Yeah, no, there are some. I don't know. I like having the option. We have played some classical music, and I think I've maybe played one jazz song in the history of me doing radio the past year and a half.
Good memory.
Yeah. Well, no, it sticks out because it's Elizabeth's I'm gonna play this classical song, and it's ooh, we're doing a really good job of actually switching it up, because while I like it to be I could play whatever I want, it does tend I play some rock or alternative or pop, and that's
I just feel if you liked one genre, wouldn't you get sick and tired of it after a while? Because you've heard this song before so many times, and I love rock music, but if I hear AC/DC just over and over, or Journey, I'm I can't do this, man.
Well, the other thing is sometimes you're just in a different mood. There could be songs you always love, but then you just aren't in the mood to hear it. So it's nice. I have my happy songs. Mm-hmm. I have more depressing songs. Sometimes I pick a theme. I've got some random playlists.
Yeah. I like listening to my Spotify's Discover Weekly. Every Mondays, you get that new 30 songs in a playlist. I mean, some of them I've heard before, but I like that they choose the music for me, and that I don't have to go to a playlist and be like, oh yeah, I've played this playlist several times, I know all this music back to my
I like it sometimes, but at the same time I feel sometimes Spotify isn't good at picking music for me.
That's so true.
I'll hear it, and I'll hear three songs in a row that I just think are awful, and I'm like, oh, well.
I know, and all those songs, each song is 6 to 10 minutes long. It's the worst. I mean.
And the thing is, I can sort of see how it came to it, because it's related to some songs that I like.
Well, it has that same, G chord.
Yeah, but then it's I liked that song, but it's almost an outlier in my music taste, so then when it starts playing all the continuous songs, it's okay, this is too much.
I know, exactly.
But up next we have The Trapeze Swinger by Iron and Wine.
Hey, I like that song.
Please remember me. for your behavior, lovely and chance to see a trapeze. Swing her high as any savior, but please remember me, my misery, and how it lost me all I want. Birds above, they're running in circles round the well, and where it spells on the wall behind St. Peter, so bright on cinder gray and spray paint. Who the hell can see forever? Remember me seldomly in the car behind the carnival, my hand between your knees. You turned from me and said the trapeze act was wonderful, but never meant to. Saw me just come up with anger when it filled with circus dolls. The parking lot had an element of danger, so please remember me finally. And all my uphill
since I saw you. Just a few texts here and there. I saw you on a beach somewhere. I think I forgot to tell you I found that list on my phone of places in London you wanted to go. Those tourist shops around Camden Town, take a late night ride on the underground, see the gardens and drink warm beer. I know you would die if you knew I was here. I feel so helpless and I feel so far away. If you knew where I was, I wonder what you'd say. I feel guilty and I don't know how to tell you. I saw London without you. Us, still in love, holding hands on a rooftop bus. I haven't posted any pictures, cause there's a part of me that still believes I'll bring you back to these tourist shops around Camden Town. Take a late night ride on the underground, see the gardens and drink warm beer. I would give the world that I wish you were here.
Hey, Bridge, when visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be like the absolute thrill. But if the bear like rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn pretty deadly. Now you can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products such as toothpaste in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, Or high in a tree. Okay. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/nfsnc. I'm going to say that again. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/nfsnc. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station.
We care about bears
and you. I love it. Yeah. That was fun. That's so. I had to look through this big booklet, and that was my favorite PSA.
Yep. So that was everyone's favorite part of the show, PSA time. And before that, we had London by Mokita, and as I said, the Trapeze Swinger by Iron and Wine. And then up next, we have Pepper by Butthole Surfers.
Cinnamon and sugar, yes.
pursuit, fiery auto crashes. Some will die in hot pursuit while sifting through my ashes. Some will fall in love with life and drink it from a fountain that is pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and softly spoken lies. You never know just how you look through other people's eyes.
Another Mikey took a knife while arguing in traffic. Flipper died a natural death, he caught a nasty virus. Then there was the ever-present football player rapist. They were all in love with dying, they were doing it in Texas. Ollie caught a bullet, but it only hit his leg. Well, it should have been a better shot, got him in the head. They were all in love with dying, they were drinking from a fountain that was pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and softly spoken lies. You never know just how you look through other people's eyes.
¶¶ Yeah.
That was Stuck in the Middle with You by Steeler's Wheel. And before that, we had Love You Madly by Cake and Crazy Little Thing Called Love by Queen. This has been DJ Bridge, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for joining me and my wonderful substitute co-host, Tal.
Hey, I just want to say this playlist made me fall in love again. You did a good job with this playlist.
Thank you, and I'm looking forward to hearing your show. Stay tuned for when Tal will be. He'll get a show in
Tuesdays at 3 a.m., guys. That's probably.
Yeah, but you can check the schedule to... You'll see in a couple weeks. Do you have you don't have a name for your show yet?
It's going
to
be something horror themed, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a horror boy.
Looking forward to it. And if you like what you heard today, Random Access, DJ Bridge and DJ Bloom will be here every Friday at 10 a.m.
Best show on WMFO, gotta say.
So to close it out, we have Back Pocket by Wolfpack. From the album Thrill of the Arts.
Wolfpack. I like it.